With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has won South Carolina's Republican primary, beating his last major rival, foreign U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, in her home state. Mr. Trump says immigration is his chief concern.
We're going to straighten things out. The border is the worst it's ever been. You know, in 2016, we won, and we had a bad border, and I talked about the border a lot, talked about it a lot. And I said, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. We fixed it very quickly. And in 2020, we couldn't talk about it, although we did get millions of more votes a second time.
Mr. Trump has now swept every contest that counts for delegates, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A general election rematch against President Biden appears to be nearly inevitable. Meanwhile, the candidates are reacting to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on frozen embryos last week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on that.
In Alabama, several clinics paused in vitro fertilization services after the court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. Former President Donald Trump said he would strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a baby. And he called on lawmakers in the state to act quickly to find an immediate solution. Nikki Haley said she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Media reports out of Israel say that mediators are making progress on an agreement for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the release of dozens of hostages in Gaza. The Israeli War Cabinet met to discuss the proposal last night. No official word, but it's being reported that it's been agreed to. The U.S. and Britain struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday. A recent surge in attacks in Iran-backed militias group on ships in the Red Sea, bringing about retribution. This is SRN News. Polls indicate that many Christians in this country are still not registered to vote, and many others don't show up on Election Day. Debbie Wuthnow of the American Family Association believes God wants his people to take part in the political process.
He appoints kings and rulers, but he also calls us to be good stewards of all the talents that are given to us. And our vote in America is one of those talents God has given us. And we can't just throw that in the sand, throw it in the dirt. We need to be a good steward of that.
And every vote counts.
There are races that turn on, you know, half a percentage point of voters, hundreds of voters. A single church can turn a school district because so few people vote in those low-level elections. So you really can make a difference, especially at the local level.
AFA's iVoter Guide provides information about thousands of candidates seeking office at the federal, state, and local level. You can find it at iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. The sad story of an owl in the Big Apple.
Flocko, New York City's celebrity owl, died after flying into a building on Manhattan's West 89th Street Friday, according to the Wildlife Conservation Society. The Eurasian eagle owl had lived 13 years in a Central Park Zoo enclosure until someone cut open his cage and he escaped. Police have made no arrests. Officials abandoned efforts to recapture Flocko. For a little over a year, the owl survived the streets and skies of New York, learning to hunt rats, which many worried carried poisons that would lead to his demise, and navigate buildings. His body is undergoing a necropsy. Julie Walker, New York.
The Eiffel Tower is reopened to visitors after a six-day closure because of striking employees who want higher salaries and better maintenance. The iconic column is encrusted with rust, they say. This is SRN News.